Previously on Let's Talk Drama Series, Uncle Joe, the shop owner, made advances to Lulu, and Tendo was encouraging Lulu to say yes. The pastor discovered about comprehensive sexuality education, CSE, from Rose and Dolly in the salon, and he was shocked. Meanwhile, in the school staff room, Mr. Sadiki rudely introduces himself to Miss Pinky.
She's coming, guys.
Good morning, ma'am.
There you go again, making me feel so old. Good morning, all.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, class. I am so excited to be here again. I guess by now we are friends, right?
Yes, Miss Pinky.
Great. Please take your seats.
Thank you, Miss Pinky.
Friend, she seems so cool and legit.
I know, right? She looks classy too.
Classy? More like hot and sexy.
Oh, shush, Vusi. Stick to your lane for once. Miss Pinky is way out of your league. Now let's listen before your big mouth gets us into trouble.
Attention, class, we need to start. You can pick up on your holiday chit-chat later. So, as I said in our introduction, class, I want us to feel comfortable to participate and ask lots of questions. Consider me your advocate, and this should be a safe space. When I was your age, I didn't have such a platform. Anyway, in today's class, we shall be discussing contraceptives and getting to learn about their importance. We will also get to discuss what could happen if you have sex without using a contraceptive.
Ooh, the girls are blushing already.
That's enough laughing, class. Can we have some order, please?
Tozani, Miss Pinky, a.k.a. TT, a.k.a. Girl's Dream Guy.
So many names, hey? Okay, Mr. Every Girl's Dream. To start with, there's no reason to be shy. Yes, we will be talking about issues to do with sex in this class, and for today, we will concentrate on the importance of using contraceptives. Do you happen to know what a contraceptive is, Titi?
How can I say it? Oh yeah, I got it. It's like a goalkeeper. Yes, a contraceptive is like a goalkeeper because it prevents goals from being scored.
I think Titi gave us a brilliant answer. Quite impressive. You see, a contraceptive acts as a protective shield or method used to guard against early and unplanned pregnancies, HIV, and other sexually transmitted infections. So yes, a contraceptive is the tough goalkeeper who won't allow you to score. But these contraceptives must be used correctly and consistently at all times.
Miss Pinky, are all contraceptives absolutely the same? Most people say condoms are the best.
Condoms? Nice. Besides, who wants to eat sweets with the rapper?
Take a chill pill, Vusi. I wasn't asking you.
Vusi? Don't interrupt when others are talking, please. You will have your turn. Back to your question, Lulu. Basically, all modern contraceptives are meant to prevent pregnancy, and there are different types of contraceptives, such as injections, pills, implants, and others. However, only male and female condoms and abstaining offer triple protection in preventing unplanned pregnancies, as well as HIV and other sexual transmitted infections.
But many say if you abstain from sex from beyond 16 years old, then you are not normal.
True, and boys don't love to use condoms. They say that condoms have small holes in them and don't work.
Oh, wow, this class is on fire. Tendo, what you just brought out is one of the many misconceptions surrounding condoms. This is why we are having this class. To correct those myths so you get accurate information to make the right choices. Condoms don't have holes in them. That's false. When stored and used correctly, condoms are one of the most effective types of contraceptives. There is even a female condom. Sam, there's nothing wrong with not having sex at 16 years old. In fact, many young people would not have had sex by then, even when it's by choice. You see, each one of you has the right to decide if and when you are ready for the responsibility to have sex with someone who also consents. Abstaining is what I like to call the first level of protection. Then the second is condomizing to prevent unplanned pregnancies, HIV, and STIs. There's no two ways about it. Either use contraceptives like condoms or abstain. And only have sex when you and your partner have decided you are ready.
Miss Pinky, who between the boy or girl makes decisions about using contraceptives?
Both should make the decision and stand by it. No girl wants to stay home with baby daddy drama when her friends are in school dreaming big, right? And which boy wants to worry about getting a girl pregnant, diapers, STIs, in this harsh economy? No one, I guess. Using a condom or abstaining will save you from that drama. You know, when you are young, getting mixed up in unplanned pregnancies or infections because you did not use contraceptives is so unnecessary. When you have people like me and your parents to ensure that... Okay, guys, I will see you in the next week. Stay safe.
Pretty girl, pretty girl, today's your day. I'm your king and you're my queen, little mama. I'ma get it for ya. Hey, 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 my pretty girl. Hey. Nah, 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 guys, nah, that was the one. You guys hammered it, yo.
Okay, let's take it from the top. Do do cha.
Hi, guys. Practicing for a rap concert over here.
Baby, baby, baby.
We are prepping for the birthday party. Birthday girl will fall in love instantly.
But seriously, Lulu and I can't wait to party. I mean, this will be one of the big get-together parties before we all leave high school. I mean, who in the world would want to miss the party of the century?
Sam won't attend. A dude will be at school during the weekend.
Hang on, dude. I said I wasn't sure. Not that I won't attend. Actually, I will be there.
I'm glad you'll make it, Sam. The party will be super exciting. I can't wait.
Me too. Let's go together.
Sure.
Sam, just like that? Okay, no problem. You bring her and I'm gonna dance with her.
The cupcakes are going to be finished, girl. We've got to hurry.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Bye, guys. Continue rapping.
I'm also going to borrow a textbook from Mr. Kizito.
Later, Mr. Professor.
Now that boring preacher son is left. Dude, listen. We need a bus for the party. You know what I mean? Eish. River block chicks are hard to get, bruh. We need something to ease their minds, you know what I mean?
Boy, who are you talking to? Who am I? I got you. Trust. No one will even notice dilution all around, bro. We can't miss this chance. All that...
Oh, yeah. Boom! We're going for a history lesson now.
Friend, what was that chat about with Sam? You two are so into each other, hey?
Tendo?
What? You even forgot I was there. All you wanted was Sam and Sam. Anyway, do you think boys will bring condoms or should we?
What? For what?
Friend, you never know. Just in case I find myself in a sexual incident, I need my first aid kit handy. You should carry some too.
I'd rather not. Besides, where in River Block will you find condoms? And who will sell them to you? Girl, be ready to be the talk of the whole community.
River Block, why mess with my fun? Why?
Mr. Amani, you are the headmaster. Why are you turning against religion? The scripture is very clear. Why introduce an immoral subject to young girls and boys? We are indeed in the end times. Sex before marriage is a sin, period.
This is indeed concerning, Mr. Amani. I am here representing the community, and in the 36 years I have lived in Riverblock, never have I heard or seen our traditions being reduced to nothing.
Mr. Manzini, exactly. Our religion and traditions are being compromised, all in the name of education. Education!
Please, please calm down. I completely understand how you feel. Believe me, I do. But I can assure you that the community has completely misunderstood the introduction of the comprehensive sexuality education class.
Misunderstood? Oh, Okay then, please explain it to us, Mr. Amani.
Even if I explain, you will not be certified support. May I suggest that you both attend the next class? That way you will see that our community is totally misrepresenting the subject.
Okay. I think the idea to attend one of the classes would be
No, Mr. Manzini. I will not be talked into going against my faith. I will not support this ungodly campaign. Allowing pupils to discuss sex at school is the same as encouraging them to experiment outside of marriage.
Pastor, maybe we should give Mr. Amani and his team a chance. Let us not shoot ourselves in the foot here.
Sin is sin. Agreeing to this will make me more of a sinner than all of you who support this. I will take my leave.
I will leave with the pastor. Do not worry. We shall find a way to meet again.
Pastor, Mr. Manzini, hello.
Hello, Mr. Siddiqui. Good to see you. How are you?
Well, thank you. And you, Pastor?
The Lord is faithful.
Well, to be honest, I'm not that good. I accidentally overheard your conversation with Mr. Amani. We are worried about this. The principal has been brought and he will ruin this school.
Is that so?
Yes. Who'd want to empower girls with, you know, such nonsense?
I doubt it has come to that, Mr. Siddiqui.
You don't know our head teacher that well.
Do not despair, so says the Lord. These are signs of the end times. I'm glad I've made my position clear. Worry not, Siddiqui.
Thank you, Pastor. This matter is serious, and we will only win with your support. We simply cannot teach them how to get pregnant. Next thing, we'll be saying that they should rule the house. I tell you, our girls will grow up refusing to submit to men. They'll create schedules and timetables. Oh, I have to go. Mr. Amani is coming.
Let's talk about early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. Should the community leaders, Mr. Manzini and the pastor, give Mr. Amani and his team a chance with a comprehensive sexuality education class at the school? Is Tendo smart to take condoms with her to the party? Why and why not? Do you think sexually active youth should have free access to condoms? Why or why not?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/letstalkEUP. This drama series was brought to you by the UN Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.letstalkEUP.com.